majority of today's daf dealt with the sugya of Ein Shteich L'Varaveir. So again, Kol HaTeira Kula Shluchai Shal Adam Kamaisai, stating that there's one major asterisk, and that is that if the Inyan is a Dvaraveira, Al Zen Nemar Ein Shliach L'Varaveir. And the Gemara gave a svara for why Ein Shliach L'Varaveir. Divrei Arav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin. You know the answer, and as a result, Ein Shliach L'Varaveir. Mara said, aren't there mefurish and mekairis in the Torah that yesh shliach advar avera? You find it by me'ila, you find it by shlichus yad, you find it by tficho mechira. So the Gemara had two approaches how to answer that question. One approach is, yeah, you find it, and you find it more than once. And because you find it more than once, you can't learn anything from it, because kol shnei ksuvim abon kechad ein malamne. The Gemara's other approach was that it's true you find it, but at the same time, there is a miut in the parasha of Shchut Echutz, hahu, hahu, hu, hahu, hu, hahu, that teaches me, mefurish, explicitly, that ain't shliach b'dvar aver. So this is the rule, and everyone knows this. It's from the first sugyas you learn. Ain shliach b'dvar aver. Stating that, there was a major, major, major machloikis between the G'dayli Achroinim within the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveir, goes to the core and the heart of the Etzem sugya. This is a machloikis that interestingly heated up very, very much in the latter half of the 18th century. It's a machloikis that involved a tremendous amount of drama. Drama that we've spoken about most recently during the last raid by on Masechtas Gittin. We don't have to go through the whole Arichas again, but we do have to recap it a little bit and build up to what will be the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush of today's raid, and then Be'ezer Hashem, the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Kama Chiddushim of tomorrow's raid. So the story began in Europe in the year 1766. There was a Yid whose name was Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Horowitz. He was married to a woman whose name was Vitcha. Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Horowitz came from one of the Mishpachos HaMiyuchasos B'Yisrael. The Horowitz family was the family of the Hafla, one of the real, real prominent rabbinic families of the time, as did Vitcha. Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Horowitz was a Rav of a Chashve Kehila. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, as was Vitcha. This couple was married for many years. They didn't have any children, and they also didn't have a good Shalom Bayis. And Vahi Ayoim, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel decided that the proper thing to do was to give his wife a get. The problem is that Vitcha didn't want to accept the get. So they got a skunim involved, and they tried getting her to agree to accept the get, but she refused to accept the get. Vahi Ayoim, there was a big Yerid in Lvov, in Lemberg, and all the Rabbanim, and the businessmen, and the Seichrim, Ubesseichem, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel, Vizugasai, they were in Lvov at that time, and Rabbi Yeshua Heschel decided that this is the time he's going to make his get happen. So he calls over a few Rabbanim, he convenes a Beis Din, and he says, I want you to be mazmin my wife to your court, and we're going to finally resolve this issue, and we're going to explain to her that she has no choice, she has to accept the get. So they give her a formal hazmana, and she refused the hazmana. And the reason she refused the hazmana is because she didn't really know who these dayanim were. This wasn't the Beis Din of Lvov that had been mazmin her. This was some Papa Beis Din, Choshver Rabbanim, without question. But at the same time, it wasn't like a Beis Din kavua. So she said, Mechatesi, who says, I have to go? And she refuses to go. The Beis Din, when they realized that she was refusing to come, said a very big chiddush. They said that we know that mi'ikar adin, a husband's allowed to divorce his wife, bal karcha. Ma'ali gerishin shekein yeshna bal karcha. Stating that Rabbeinu Gerishin ma'ira goyla, about 1,000 years ago, and made a cheirim. He said that if somebody divorces his wife, bal karcha, he's going to be put in cheirim, or he's going to violate what we know as cheirim de Rabbeinu Gerishin. So there's the cheirim de Rabbeinu Gerishin, polygamy, and then there's what we refer to as the other cherub, the Rabbeinu Gershon. But Rabbeinu Gershon made a cherub, and he said a man's not allowed to divorce his wife Bal Karcha. Stating that, Ramah, when he brings the cherub, the Rabbeinu Gershon, they're not allowed to be Megarish and Isha Bal Karcha, says that if an Isha is a veris al das, if this woman is a meredes, and she really, really misbehaves on a very, very big level, so could be over there, you're allowed to look away from the cherub, the Rabbeinu Gershon, and a husband would even be allowed to be Megarish his wife Bal Karcha. So this Bezdin said that a woman, a yid, has an obligation to listen to a bezdin, and she's being misarif. She's not showing up to court. She has a din of an iveris aldas, and they said the husband, Rabbi Shua Heschel, you don't have to obey the cherem derabbeinu Gershon. If you want to divorce your wife Bal Karcha, this is something you have to do. The next thing you know, Vich is walking in the shuk. She gets knocked down to the ground. She looks up, and there's a man standing on top of her with a gat. She starts fighting. She chaps what's going on. In the toggle, the get rips, and now another fight breaks out. And that is, did the get tear before she accepted it, or did it tear after she accepted it? Meaning, she had been divorced, Bal Karcha, but she claimed she wasn't, because she said the get was already torn, and if the get is torn, it's not a get. And there was a he said, she said, and there was a big tumult that broke out. Lamaisa, the Bezda was Nimnu Vagamru, that she had received the get. Presumably there were Edom that had witnessed it, and as a result, she was deemed to no longer be married. So Rabbi Shua Heschel goes, and he starts his life all over again. He remarries, he had children, but the woman, Vicha, she was an Isha Chashufa, and in her mind, she was not divorced, and she refused to get married. Either way, fast forward 11 years later, this is the short version of the story, Vicha is having a conversation with her very famous uncle. How famous? Rabbi Cheskel Landau, the guy of Prague, the Noid of Yehuda. And she's talking to her uncle, and she's reminiscing, telling him the story that happened many, many years ago. Maybe Yehuda knew about the story, but she's hearing now a first-hand account. And she says how she was walking, and then all of a sudden, some bulvan comes, knocks her down to the ground, and he puts the get in her hand, and there's a fight, and she tears it, and I'm positive that I tore it before. And the Noid says, one second, Vicha. Nachamal, who knocked you to the ground? She says, I have no idea who this guy was. He was some big bulvan. That's mamish the way the Noid of Yehuda describes him. And I don't know. I mean, it wasn't your husband? She says, no, it wasn't my husband. It was, I don't know, someone else. Meaning, this get happened al yaday shliach. She says, yeah, I didn't see my husband. I haven't seen him in 11 years. It wasn't him. It happened through a shliach, said the Noid of Yehuda, Rebbeinu Damakula. If that's the case, we have to revisit this whole story. He said, why? He says, I was under the impression that the husband was the one that gave you the get. If the husband gave you the get, you're divorced. Now, the question is, were they over on the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom? Were they not over the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom? You weren't a Veris Aldas. You weren't a Veris Aldas. There was a tumult. Beseder, Nimnu Vagai. Lemaisi, you got a get. What should I do? You're divorced. But if you're telling me that you were divorced on Yedei Shliach, I'm not so poshid anymore. Because, Libi Oimeli, you were not an Veris Aldas. That's an Averis Aldas. A Bezin tells you to come. This is what the Ramah meant. And he said, Hagabatzimcha. If that's the case, exactly what did Rabbeinu Gershon accomplish? Because all you need is three people, three Hedyotis. They could decide they're a Bezin. They'll be Mazman every Isha to Din. She's going to refuse to go. She'll have a Din of an Averis Aldas, and you'll divorce her, Bal Karcha. So there's no way, said the Noid of Yehuda, that this is what Rabbeinu Gershon had in mind when he gave a carve out for an Averis Aldas. Ramah doesn't mean this. There's no way in the world. So I never thought you were an Averis Aldas, but I held you were a Megureshes anyways. But if it happened, Al Yedei Shliach, it's a whole different Indian. And the reason it's a whole different Indian is because it comes out that the shliach might have, and not might have, I think, for sure, but for sure might have done an avera when he gave you the get. Because he was over on the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. And if he did an avera, ain't shliach advar avera. And if ain't shliach advar avera, you never got a get. And if you never got a get, you're an Eish HaTzish. And I think then you're still married. Now, what was the Noid of Yehuda trying to accomplish by saying that she's still married? He wanted all the back taxes. He wanted to go back 11 years, literally. You are mezoinis, you owe her the ksuba, because she had a dinner of an Averis Aldas, he never even gave her a ksuba. So he literally came up, they had a whole regime of a lot of money, you know, tack on penalties and maises and zachin. This was a big number, and that's what he wanted. Now, if you just said, you're an Eish HaTzish, you were never divorced, he owes you a lot of money, he's being over another Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom right now by being married to another woman, and the Noid of Yehuda sat down and with his golden pen, he wrote a tshuva saying that there is no question in the world that this woman is an Eishes Ish. Why? Because being that the gerushin happened al yidei shliach, the ein shliach ledvar averus, it comes out the husband never gave her a get. Some bulvan gave her a get. A benish the husband. And because it wasn't the husband, so therefore this woman is not going to be megureshes. After the night Yehuda wrote this tshuva, so again, this whole controversy had died down a decade earlier, but it made a very, very big tumult. And many Rabbanim came to the defense of Rabbi Yeshua Heschel, who already had a family now, who beroishon his famous uncle. And his famous uncle was Rabbi Yitzchak Mehamburg, famously known as Rabbi Itzchakel Hamburger. So he was the Rav of the triple community, the Hamburger Rav, and he came to defend his nephew and said that b'mechilas kfoy teirasa shall anoy de b'Yehuda. I think the Neid B'Yehuda is making a very, very big mistake. Now, when we went through this raid bite, the first time we spoke about the relationship between the Neid B'Yehuda and Rabbi Itzchakel Hamburger, it's important to chazer it over, because when Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow we get into the drama between the two mechutanim, it's Nifla and Nevel. Just gave away the punchline. They were mechutanim. The Neid B'Yehuda had a son, Yakivka, or I was corrected once, Yekivka. But Al Kapanim, the Neid B'Yehuda had a son, Yakivka, who was married to Rabbi Itzchakel Hamburger's daughter. So they were mechutanim. They were also chavrusas. They both learned together in the famous cloys and broad. And they knew each other very, very well. But Rabbi Itzchakel Hamburger took a very, very different position than did the Neid B'Yehuda. And he wrote a tshuva to go kineged the Neid B'Yehuda. Now, in his tshuva, he attacked the Neid B'Yehuda's tshuva on many, many fronts. The two most notable fronts, as it relates to what we need, is number one: you're assuming that Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira applies to Cherum de Rabbeinu Gershon. How do you know? Maybe it applies to Dine de Reisa, maybe even to Dine de Rabbanon. Does a Cherum de Rabbeinu Gershon fall into the category of what we would consider a Dvar Aveira as it relates to Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira? Now you'll tell me Divrei Rab, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishayman. But there is a svara to say that maybe it doesn't apply to all averus. And if that's the case, maybe it doesn't apply to Acher. But this is, of course, the Neid B'Yehuda L'Shitasa, who throughout his tshuvas and Baruch Hashem, we've had the schus as a chabura to learn through several of them, held that the Cherum de Rabbeinu Gershom had a din of a deiraisa based on the Ramban Sefer Mishpatei Acherim, v'advarim atikim. But the bottom line is, this was one of the pikpukim on the tshuva of the Neid B'Yehuda. But the other one that's most relevant, Rabbi Itzchakel Hamburger Tainit, Neid B'Yehuda, you're making a huge hanacha. You're saying that if Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira, then if the Gerushin happened Al Yedei Aveira, that means that the Gerushin is Nitkan Gerushin. Who said that? Mechateisi. I think Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira means one thing and one thing only. I think it means that if somebody sends a Shliach to do an Aveira, then the Aveira belongs to the Shliach and it doesn't transfer back to the Mishaleach. But if there was some kinyan of sorts that took place at the time that the Averu was taking, Avada, for that you have the Algemeine Klal of Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisai. So Noniach, he was over the Cherem Darbeinu Gershom. And Noniach ain't Shliach Advar Averu. But that just means that the Shliach is the one that's going to chap patch Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta, for being over the Cherem Darbeinu Gershom. And for sure the Mishaleach doesn't have that Isser. But as it relates to the Gerushin being Chal, who said that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera means that the Gerushin is not going to be Chal? And this was the core of the Machloikis between the Noidi B'Yehuda and Rabbi Itzchakel Hamburger. So again, you can go through these tshuvas and get very excited with the drama. There's nothing to talk about. It's very high end as far as drama goes. But at the end of the day, when the Noidi B'Yehuda and Rabbi Itzchakel Hamburger are fighting, quote unquote, it's Milchamta Shel Torah, and as we spoke about in the last raid by the Uz, as Vayiv Besufa. But the point is, this is what it was, and this is what they were arguing about. They were mamish arguing in the sugya of Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira. Does Ein Shliach Hadvar Aveira merely mean that the Aveira, the Schar Aveira, doesn't go over B'Shlichus, or does it mean that the ganze Shlichus is Batal, Avifel, there's an Aveira here? And if that's the case, if the Gerushin happened by Aveira, not only does the Aveira not go to the Mishalech, but the Gerushin also is not going to go over to the Mishalech. Now, if you go through the tshuva of the Noid B'Yehuda, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, it's so clear, it's so systematic. He makes his point in Boktzei, and he lets you know exactly where he's coming from. And really, it's based primarily on a Tosfos. And it's really a Mefurish Tosfos. It's a Tosfos, a Masechtas, Bava Metzia, Daf Yudah Mabez. In other words, this Grace of Chiddush from the Noid B'Yehuda, as we're about to see in 1 second, It's really a Mefurish Tosfos. And really, it's kedai to understand this Tosfos and go through this Gemara here in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Amud Beis, because you can't learn the Sugya of Ein Shteich L'Dvar Aveira without at least giving a shout out to this very, very important Gemara in Perek Shnayim Vayechsan. So the Gemara over there is discussing Kinyan Chatzer. We know that Chatzer is Shaladim Koinolai, right? A person's Chatzer can be Koin on his behalf. And the Gemara has a Shaila. How does Kinyan Chatzer work? The Lamedes of it. Chatzer works me din Shlichus, or does Chatzer work me din Yad? Says the Gemara, it's Poshet, L'chayra, that Chatzer works me din Yad. How could you say that Chatzer works me Shum Shlichus? Mi ikka mando amar Chatzer me Shum Shlichus, says Rabbi. Vatanya, we learned it, Rabbi, it says in Himotzi Timotzi, Hageneva, biyode hageneva, that if somebody's a ganev and the ganev is found in his hand, so he's chayev, he's liable for anything that a ganev is liable for. From the words himatze timatze, we learn that not only can a person be a ganev if he literally steals with his hands, but if a person steals with his chotzer, whatever the case is, that will make him a ganev as well. Says the Gemara of Yisol Kedaitoch, if you're going to tell me that chotzer works mishum shlichos, so how could you tell me you could be a ganev al yudei chotzer? Ein shliach l'dvar avera, festa kash, the Gemara is kashim bav mitziya, daf yud amud beis. And the Gemara says two terutzim. Omer Ravina, Ravina said, it's true, Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, and it's true, Chatzer is Mishum Shlichus, and it's true, you can be a Ganav Al Yudei Chatzer. How's it all possible? Hey, Chamin, Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. When do we say Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira? Hey, the Shlich Bar Chiyuvahu. That's if the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuvah. So if the Shliach is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, then Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. Avo B'Chatzer, the Lab Bar Chiyuvahu, Mechayiv Shalchoy. But being that a Chatzer is not a Bar Chiyuvah, so over there, it doesn't pass Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. So, Rashi, what's the Svaru of Ravina? It's possible, because why Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira? Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishaimim. Meaning, Shliach, why are you listening to me? Listen to the boy Rioilo. So you have to be a Bar Chiyuva. If you're not a Bar Chiyuva, you're not going to have that svar. So Chatz is not a Bar Chiyuva, so Chatz is going to be a Rav Sama. Rav Sama said a second teretz. Hey, Chamin, Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. When do we say Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira? Hey, Chidi Boy Yavid, Divi Boy Lo Yavid. That's if the Shlich has Bechira. I could have done it, I could have not done it. Aval Chatz, the Bal Korche, Moisiva. But a Chatz doesn't have a vote. So therefore, Mechayiv Shalch. And again, what's the svar? It's the same svar. It's all about Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishnah. You should have listened. I didn't have a vote. So the Gemara says two terutzim to answer this kasha: Ravina's teretz and Rav Sama's teretz. Ravina said the reason you could be a ganev al yedei chotzer, agam chasam mishum shlichos, and agam ein shlichot var avera is because the only time you say ein shlichot var avera is if the shliach is a bar chiyuva. Chotzer is not a bar chiyuva. Rav Sama said similar but not the same. He said that the reason you could have geneva al yedei chotzer, agam chasam mishum shlichos, and agam ein shlichot var avera is because the only time you say Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira is if the Shliach is a Bar Bechira, and being that the Chatzar has no free will, it's for that reason, over there there's going to be Shliach even if it's a Dvar Aveira. Says the Gemara, by Beinayu, what's the Nafgamina? Ravina said a Kenei Chahin, Rav Sama said a Kenei Chaher, they're both coming from the same general global Svara. If you understand why ain't Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, so this makes sense, that makes sense. There must be some Nafgamina here, why each one of the Gedolei Amayram in Beis Medrash was fighting for his position. So says the Gemara, my Beinayu. So the Gemara says two nafkaminas. We need the first. Ike Beinayu, says the Gemara, koyin do amalei li Yisrael. A koyin who told the Yisrael, tzei v'kadesh li isha grusha. So a koyin wants to get married to a grusha. He's not allowed to. He was mekadesh the grusha ayyidei shliach. Ish mekadesh bayu b'shluchai. The shliach was not a koyin. He was a Yisrael. So the question is, did the koyin do an aveira or did the koyin not do an aveira? Meaning, do we say Ish Mekadesh Boyer B'Shluchai, or do we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? If Ravina's right that the reason by Chotzer there is Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is because a Chotzer is not a Bar Chiyuva, Yisrael is also not a Bar Chiyuva. Yisrael doesn't have an Isser to be Mekadesh or Grusha. A Koyin has an Isser to be Mekadesh or Grusha. If, however, the reason by Chotzer we say Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is because the Chotzer is not a Baal Bechira, Yisrael is a Baal Bechira. And if that's the case, by this Yisrael, you're going to say Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira. So the Gemara says, you want to know what the Nafkamina is between Ravina and Rav Sama? Again, critical Gemara. The Nafkamina would be this case. If a Koyin would appoint a Shliach to be Mekadesh, a Grusha, and the Shliach would be a Yisrael, would you say Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, or would you not? That's the Nafkamina between Ravina and Rav Sama here in the Gemara. It's Shnai Moichsan Daf Yudam Beis. That's the Gemara that we need. Frey Toisvis, two kashas. We need the second kasha. The imtaymar, my nafkamina. I still don't know the nafkamina. I'm not sure what the nafkamina is with regards to whether you would apply Ravina's svara, Rav Sama's svara, to the koyin that wants to be mekadesh a grusha al yudei or yisrael shliach. Why? Because Rava said in Perek Asor Yuchsin, the Kamon, Kiddush and Dafayin Chesamid Aleph, that if a Koyin is Mekadesh Agrusha, Enoi Loika, doesn't get Malkus. Rava's Lashon was, Kidesh Enoi Loika, Ba'a Loika. If you Mekadesh Agrusha, you don't get Malkus. Only if you're Ba'al do you get Malkus. And being that there's no Malkus, so there's no Dvar Avera anyways. So if there's no Dvar Avera anyways, so what's the big deal? I don't understand why we're having this conversation. There's no Malkus. So if there's no Malkus, there's no problem. Now, the emes is like this. If we were learning Tosfos properly now, we would say, just because there's no Malkus, it means there's no Avera. There's no Malkus. But L'chair and Avera there is. And this is a very good Kasha, but not for now. But this is Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is that Avifel Kidesh Enoi Loika. So then why is it that there's even a conversation of Shleich Advar Avera? L'chair Kidesh Enoi Loika. And Tosfos has two terutzim. Tosfos' first terutz is a Chiddush. That even though Rava said Kidesh Enoi Loika, but ki ba'al achakach loika afal kedushin, meaning kidesh enoi loika, but ba'al loika for the bi'ila and for the kedushin. So it's not true kidesh enoi loika. Kidesh enoi loika in real time, but at the same time, if he was ba'al afterwards, then he's going to get malchus for the kedushin as well. So it comes out there is then a shaila. This is a sugya of malchus, and if it's a sugya of malchus, that's why this is an appropriate nafkamin and the shaila of shliach dvar aveir. But then Tais has another teretz. Inami Yeshloimar, or you could say the Afle Rava. Even though it's true, Rava holds Kidesh Enei Loika, but at the same time, Nafgemina, there still is a Nafgemina. The E Yesh Shlichos Chalan Akedushin, the E Ein Shlichos Ein Chalan Akedushin. You know what the Nafgemina is? Nafgemina is not Malkus, because you're right, Kidesh Enei Loika. But there is an Avera. You spoke that out. There is an Avera. So you want to know what the Nafgemina of Yesh Shliach Ein Shliach is? Not the Malkus, and Chanami, because Kidesh Enoi Loika anyways. The Nafgemina is whether the Kedushin's Chal or whether the Kedushin's Nachal. If you say Ein Shliach Advar Aveira, so then there's no Kedushin. If you say Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira, then there is going to be a Kedushin. So you have a situation where there is no Malkus. So Tosfos didn't understand. If there's no Einish, there's nothing in this world that chaps a Nafgemina. So who cares Yesh Shliach Ein Shliach? So that's Tosfos. Just because there's no Einish, that means it doesn't matter if Yesh Shliach Ein Shliach. There's still a Nafgemina. Are they married or not? If Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira, then he's married. And if Ein Shliach Advar Aveira, that means he's not married. So said the noy de biyud, it's a mefurish Tosfos. It's a mefurish Tosfos. Tosfos says mefurish that if ein shliach ledvar avera, it doesn't just mean that the avera doesn't transfer over. What it means is that the whole chalos is not chal. Because Tosfos says that the whole hechatimts in this gemara here above the mitzvah daf yuda on the base of koyin the amalei lisrael save a kadosh isha kusha, there is no nafkamin of malchus. The only nafkamin is there a kedushin or is there no kedushin? That is why we're talking about this, because that's all we need to know. There is nothing else to know. Whether he did an Avera and Shemayim, they'll figure that out. The only thing that matters is whether there's a Kedushin, there's not a Kedushin. And the Gemara clearly said that if you hold Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, it's a dark Kedushin. Or more importantly, if you hold Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, there's not going to be a Kedushin. So said the Neid Yehuda that my grace of Chiddush, really, is a Mefurish of Tosfos. Now, Neid Yehuda said, I know you're going to tell me. It's the second Teretz of Tosfos. It's not the first Teretz of Tosfos. So which Teretz of Tosfos is the Ikka? The first Teretz or the second Teretz? So, I am the raid bite from last night. But the point is that there's two terutz of a Tosfos. How do you know which terutz of Tosfos is the Iker? It says the Noi de Behuda, Shtei Tshuvas Bedavar. The first tshuva, says the Noi de Behuda, is that, what was Tosfos' first terutz? Tosfos' first terutz was that although Rava said, Kidesh Enoi Loika, but Rava said Ba'al Loika. And what Rava meant when he said Ba'al Loika was Ba'al Loika Afala Kedusha. He says, if you open up a Rambam in Yad Chazaka, the Rambam paskins like Rava Kidesh Enei Loika, Vafilu Baal Enei Loika Ala Kedusha. Which means the Rambam would be forced to answer Tosfos Kasha only with the second Teretz. Because in the Rambam's world, he doesn't have the first Teretz of Tosfos. So if that's the case, in Tosfos, yeah, they had two Mahalchim. But in the world of the Rambam, there only is one Etzah. But besides, says the Noi de Behuda, anytime you see two terutzim in a Tosfos, you have to know where the machloikis is between the two terutzim of the Tosfos. And what exactly is it about Tosfos' second teretz that Tosfos didn't like in the first teretz? And what exactly it is about Tosfos' first teretz Tosfos didn't like in the second teretz, right? We always say this, that if Tosfos' first teretz is based on five hanachis and Tosfos' second teretz is based on five hanachis, it's not mistaber that the two terutzim are arguing on all five hanachis. They might just be arguing on one of the five hanachis. And as a result, you have no choice but to say another teretz. But says the Noi de Behuda, it's pasha to me, that if Tosfos nemed on for such a davar pasha in his inami, that ein shlichus dvar aveira means that the shlichus is nachal, I can't imagine that Tyson the first Tarot sees the world of Shlichas in a completely different way. Elamai, what are they arguing? So Ein Benoy de Yehuda, he explains it betuf tam. But the bottom line is, says the Noy de Yehuda, I know it's only Tyson's second Tarot, but I'm telling you, it's Tyson's first Tarot also. And because of what the Noy de Yehuda saw as an often a Tosfos in Shas, and this is a Tosfos that's prime real estate. Shnayim Moichsim Betalis, Bava Mitzia, Yudam Ebeis, one of the most important Tosfos, we've been saying that a lot lately. But the bottom line is that this is a very, very critical Tosfos. But Tosfos said, Mefurish Mayusai, so he said, it's Pasha what I'm saying. He doesn't understand the Rash Gadol, that everybody's making a bad his Chiddush as if no one ever heard this Chiddush in their life. It's Mefurish, Atayotami, because it's Tuterutzim. I'm not impressed from that. Again, telling it to you, but kits and nimrits. But the bottom line is, this is what the Noy de Behuda said. So Noy de Behuda said, when he heard that Vitcha was divorced, Al Yedei Shliach, he says, oh, that changes the whole story. Because that's already now a question of, maybe the Gerushin didn't even happen. What do you mean? Mamon of Shach? No, Mamon of Shach. Because if it happened Al Yedei Shliach, and she was not an Averis Adas, that means he was over the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gerushin, and that means in Shliach Advar Avera, and that means not only that the Mishaleach is not the one that was over the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gerushin, Fas is Negei Dina Rabban Dina Zuta, but it means more than that. It means also that the Gerushin never happened, and if that's the case, she's an Eishes Ish, and he owes her a lot of money. But the bottom line is, this is what the Noy de Behuda said. The Bitzchel Hamburger was Chilik B'Yesoyit Mamish. He vehemently argued with the Noy de Behuda. He saw it completely differently. Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger brought many, many, many rayas to his position. The Noy de Behuda fought off every single one of those rayas. What the rayas were lakan or lakan, that will be Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow's raid. Another thing we're going to talk about tomorrow is that there was one gadol, a contemporary of the Noy de Behuda and Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger, who came in as a kosev ashlishi amachriya beineim. It's a gadol that we've all heard of, and Be'ezer Hashem, we'll talk about Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger shita, the Noy de Behuda shita, some of the rayas lakan or lakan, and then the great machriya in terms of how to be poshet this very basic fundamental shiloh in Shliach Dvar Aveir.